What a text. Psalm 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the mercy, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? We write these things in the law and legalize sin. I am thoroughly, absolutely, totally disappointed with what Governor Earl has signed in the law in the state of Wisconsin, legalizing cohabitation. That's legalizing adultery. That's legalizing what God Almighty says I hate. When we pray for our leaders, we need to pray for better leaders also, to displace these people and put some godly men behind those desks. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. I weep. I literally weep in my room over the lost condition of these souls. I have wept over the soul of Jan George. Personally, tears have fallen off my cheeks for Jan George. I am not against Jan George. I am against what she is doing. I am praying for her salvation. And when I say Jan George, I mean her being representative of all of these people that are doing these things. You know, I called the police Friday night. I've called the police several times since I've been here. It used to be you'd call the police and nothing they could do. I don't know what's happened. But Friday night, it was, oh, I don't know, we were in bed trying to sleep and all kinds of racket and noise outside. So I heard this noise, men talking right up near the house. And I looked out the bedroom window. I can reach the shade right from the window. Just pull the shade out and I look, and there's three fellas standing there, 2-3 feet from the window of the house, talking out loud, urinating. 911. This is Pastor Tanberg, 840 Market Street. He said, we're having a terrible time sleeping tonight. There's so much noise around here. He said, what is it, a party? I said, well, I would imagine it's a party. I don't know exactly where it is. He said, we'll be right down there. We'll break that thing up. I've never heard him talk like that before. I think the police are getting mad. I think they're getting disgusted with this. They have to deal with these things, and like Brother Dale Underville said, bring them to court and the judge lets them go. Kill somebody and the judge lets them go. Do this and the judge lets them go. You know, it's something wrong. Listen, Romans 1, maybe you ought to turn there. Romans chapter 1. Boy, if we have never felt the need of angels before, we're feeling it now. The protection of those angels that encamp round about, those that love him, those that fear him. Don't you love him and fear him today? Praise the Lord. He is God Almighty. We need those angels. We need them camping around about us and our children. And oh, how we have preached through the years here at this church, know where your children are at all times. We reiterate that this morning. Know where your children are at all times. For therein, Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, clearly seen, clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. That word imaginations is reasonings. They became vain in their reasonings. God says, come now, let us reason together. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled, listen to this, filled. You know what that is, filled. That means there's no space left. They're filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. In doing all of their wickedness, they speak evil against us, who are of the truth. They condemn the churches. They call us all kinds of names and things. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and if God spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and if God turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, and condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and if God delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. If God did all that, and the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Oh, I like that verse. God knows how to deliver you and me from this. If we love truth and we love righteousness and we love him, God knows how to put his angels round about us. God knows how to protect us and keep us. And none of these things shall come nigh thy dwelling. Praise God for his word and his promises. What would we do without it? What would we do without it? We'd sink in despair.